Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got three interviews coming up this afternoon between 2 and 3. We've got Saskia coming in from Forever Friends. We'll be talking about her organisation. Prior to that, we've got the Hillsville Festival. Rosemary coming in to tell us what's going on there, and I believe we've also got an interview with one of the performers. And of course, now we've about ready to start, and I have with me in front of me Jan from the Rotary Club of Yarra Junction. Welcome, Jan.
Thank you, Alan.
Jan, I wanted to get you in. You've been in the chair for over 18 months, about another 2-3 months ago, isn't it?
Yes, two.
So I just want to have a bit of review back. Now, obviously with Rotary and Lions the same, we all depend on volunteers, and we're going to talk more about volunteers later on. So sometimes a successful club, all you do is keep your members happy and keep your numbers. But, I mean, there are other things that you do during the year. So when you look back on your, well, say 22 months or something, are you happy with it? And, well, you're probably not going to say no to that, but also what did you felt as though you achieved, or the club achieved, I mean?
Well, I would be honest with you. If I wasn't very happy about it, I probably would indicate that. But yep. I have been very pleased with the way it's gone. Based on your criteria, yes, we've kept our numbers. We actually got a new member. And
great.
I believe that everybody is really engaged in the club, so that would mean happy members too. So tick those two boxes. And in between time, we've done quite a few things too. Happy to share that.
Yep, and we want to talk a bit about that. So let's just start off. I was going to say what was the best thing you did, but we won't do that because all things are good. What sort of things did you do, Jan, over the period of the 20 months?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to speak to you a few times, yep. I believe. So I was pretty excited at my first year as a president. We started off with a real buzz. We had a busload of university students come down, the Blue Bus it was called, and they volunteer and do whatever community project you request of them. So how about that, having a bus full of young people?
And where do they come from? Like, when they come from, is it an organisation or what is
it? It's the University of New South Wales. And
they come down to Melbourne?
Yes, the Big Lift, it's called. Yes, they do a bus trips, a road trip, I should say.
But so once a year or?
Once a year.
Yeah.
And it's a club or a group within the university itself.
Yep.
So you choose to be part of that, and you do a lot of fundraising and local initiatives. We found them all to be delightful people. Biannually, they come to Victoria. So 1 year they go up to Queensland,
yep.
and another year they go down to Victoria.
What a terrific idea.
Yeah, for people who haven't seen a lot of Victoria, that's a great way for them to see parts of Australia, but also help out. So they did a huge amount of work in three different sites for us. And what I want to talk about, aside from the projects, is the connections that we make. So those three different projects were with different parts of not-for-profit areas within our community.
Yeah.
And to this day, well, we all know each other a little bit, but we've really enriched those relationships and connections because of that particular activity, which was a one-day activity. But
Jan, I was just going to say, what sort of, are we talking environmental work, or what sort of work did they do?
Mainly outdoors, yes, but in different organisations. So one was a low-cost housing retirement village called Corinna in Yarra Junction, and there was some large cleanup of debris around the place that the everyday gardener doesn't get to,
yep.
and also that allowed, because these people are in their early 20s, interaction with the local, with the residents of the group who are older people. So
it's a win-win, isn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep. And the other place that they worked was at Ben Wearin in Yarra Junction, which is a respite place for women and children.
Yep.
Has a long history of being incredibly valuable to anyone who goes there. So that was a big clean-up in preparation for fire season.
Oh, yeah.
And we continue to have great connections with Ben Wearin now. And lastly was with the local council. The students planted trees along the highway between, it's a plug for the home hotel, isn't it, the launch hotel, and Yarra Junction. But along there they planted, I don't know, 300 or 400 little...
And the trees were donated by council?
Yes, they were. And they, those... again, we were connecting with council, so that was a positive too.
Sounds great. Just got to take a break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah!
talking to Jan, and she's currently the president of the Rotary Club of Yarra Junction. She's telling us about these group of volunteers that came down from the Sydney University, heavy lifting. So obviously when they came down, Jan, you sort of found them a billet somewhere, and also obviously someone had to feed them.
Yes, so that was another part of connecting with local groups within the Yarra Valley. The kids stayed, I call them kids, they're in their 20s. They stayed at Millgrove Community Building, which is mainly used, by the Millwarra Primary School, as well as River Valley Church. So they allowed us to have the kids there for the night. And one of our members in the Rotary Club, will I name names?
What's your first name?
Helen made her famous lasagna, and we were also given apples by the local orchard, the Sanders Orchard. And, they were fed up beautifully. They were pretty comfortable where they were staying. The local soccer club, which is adjacent to the building, provided the shower facilities for them.
Oh, right.
And so they just slept on the floor in their sleeping bags, but it was a heated, comfortable room. And they had, one of the students said to me, "That's the best shower I've had all week." So
oh, that's all right. Oh, that sounds terrific. So what else, Jan, happened during the year?
Clarify that was in the previous Rotary year. Yep. But we've started renewed our guest speaker presentation. So we've had some really great speakers. We've had Michelle from the Warburton Water Wheel talk to us about tourism and what the tourist centre does and the different types of tourist facilities that are available when you go to country towns. So that was interesting to know about levels of tourism centres. We've had Jenny from Red Cross Hoddles Creek.
Oh, Jenny.
Seabrook.
We've interviewed her a number of times. Yep.
She was terrific in explaining how Red Cross began.
Yeah.
It's
terrific,
just,
isn't it?
One person's simple idea, and look at the organisation now.
But then so many, and we talk about wheelchairs for kids and all these, they all came out of one person's vision, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. And a reasonably simple idea, but a very powerful one.
Yep.
We've had the permaculture group come and speak to us and its connections with ECOS, which is in Wesburn.
Yep.
And this month we're having Stephen from Wanderslaw, which is a property that is National Trust, just behind Home Hotel again.
Yeah. What's it called?
Wanderslaw, Wanderslore.
And I bet a lot of the residents don't realise it's there.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And I really can't tell you. I will know after we've had the presentation, but there was a lady who owned it who donated or gifted the property to Victoria, probably in the late 80s, early 90s, and volunteers run that property now.
Terrific, isn't
it? So looking forward to hearing about that. So that's something that we offer our members or anyone who'd like to come along to our Rotary meetings, which I will say whilst I'm speaking about it, is the first and the third Monday of each month at the CFA Yarra Junction building.
You're still down there?
Mm-hmm. All welcome. And we have a light meal that goes with that, and it's just great opportunity for fellowship.
Terrific, yes. All right, I'll take another quick break and then we're going to come back for more. And right at about 5 to 1, we'll get Jan to give you all the contact details. You may want to look at joining Rotary, but Jan is going to tell you in the next break opportunities that you can get without becoming a full member.
I didn't hear what you were saying. I live on all emotion, baby. Answer questions never maybe, and I'm not kind if you betray me. So who the hell are you to save me? I never would have made it, babe. If you needed love, well then ask for love. Could have given love. Now I'm taking.
you both deserve what's coming now. So don't say your word.
Talking to Jan from the Rotary Club of Yarra Junction. Now, Jan, you want to talk about volunteerism?
Yeah, I do, actually. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to speak of the all the little groups that are around that anyone could get involved in, but what that does for you if you do get involved. And really, you get an interaction with a person that you might not necessarily have as a friend, but you're probably going to learn something from them, and they're probably going to learn something from
you. Everyone has a story, don't they?
Yeah, and that engagement really makes you, I would like to think, a better person. It certainly gives you a different view of what somebody, how somebody will approach something. Yep. I really think, if I could use the word empowers, it empowers you to think, well, okay, I might not be able to dig up that veggie patch, but I can provide a cake or I can bring the coffee, and that person is going to be so welcome for that refreshment that you feel really useful. Yeah. Or else, let's talk about the reverse, which is quite often the case in volunteer groups now, or people who help out, is that we might not have the strength anymore. And just the other day, in another group I was involved in, Millgrove Residents Action Group, we have a market, and the setup of the market is pretty physical. So there is somebody who walks their dog, and we've seen them before as they're, as we do working bees along the river there, and we asked, would they mind helping out? So he came along. He would have been there for an hour, and he lifted all of these things, and we didn't expect him to come back for pack up, but he did.
That was a bonus.
Do you know what? we were so grateful, and I think he was so surprised at how grateful we were, because he didn't realise that that box is really heavy and it's hard to put up on the table, and he did it easy peasy. So I know, for instance, the Rotary Club of Lilydale have a market monthly, and they have enough people to man the market, but they have a real issue with the setup. So how about if somebody came along for 1 hour in the morning, that is, I'm going to say, under 50, and they've got strength that actually starts to disappear once you get over 50. The muscle density isn't there anymore. It's good times, but the strength goes. Yeah. So if you are a young person, you just don't realise that your physicality is sometimes all that's needed. No other commitment, just come along and, you know, get that's your muscle behind something.
Yeah, and that's a very good point, actually, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I would have to say that the times that I have spent, and I would say that this would be true for most people, that you, when you deepen a relationship with somebody who has a similar interest to you, so you're both doing the same activity, you just feel like you've become a citizen of the community, that you're all joined together for one purpose.
For one purpose. Yeah. And the other thing is too, which I've talked about a lot on this show, is social isolation. And I mean, that guy who walked his dog, you don't know what he went home to. He might have just gone home to an empty house. I don't know. And probably you don't know. But it could have been while he was extremely, or you're extremely grateful for him, he may have been very grateful when he got home and thought, I met a whole lot of new people today.
It definitely works both ways. Yeah. And I think that people get concerned that they're going to be tied in and they need to go to meetings, or it really doesn't have to be very much at all. It could be 1 hour a month, 1 hour every 3 months. But the rewards for that small amount of time are immeasurable.
And for both parties.
Yes.
You've got the help you needed, and you don't know what an influence you had on that other person either.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to just say hello to somebody, because that's how it all starts, actually.
Yeah, well, because of phones, and you see them walking down the street, texting and all that, we've sort of lost a bit of that, haven't we?
We do. Yeah. We feel... Some people might think that you're invading somebody's privacy, but there really isn't anything offensive about saying hello.
No, and giving them a smile.
Yep.
And I don't know about where you live, but in my place, I probably know there's probably 200 houses, and I reckon I probably only know two to talk to, maybe four. To talk to. The others I smile and say hello as I walk past, but we're all in that sort of basis. We don't talk to people anymore. You just, even if you say hello, you just keep walking.
Yeah, I think that we feel time pressured about so many different things, and I know we all do have our commitments. I don't think 1 or 2 minutes is going to blow things out too much.
Not out of a day, is it?
Yeah, no.
You know, it's... I don't know what it is. I don't know how we've done that, but we just don't see. And I suppose we've got more and more entertainment in the house. You've got your music, you can watch telly, and you know, and you no longer have to look at the TV log and say, oh, I'm not sure about that. If you don't like any of them, you can get on all these streaming services, can't you? There's just so much entertainment that people just walk in the door and don't come out again.
Yeah, but does it fill the cup enough?
No, it doesn't.
The one of the biggest things that I get a buzz out of is that when I feel that I've been useful, that I've done, that I've helped something or someone, and it just really does make you feel good about yourself.
You've no idea the amount of stories I've heard of people who retired. And I've told this story 100 times, so I'm not going to repeat it all. Or one of the partners dies, and then the other one. I think it's often if it's the guy dies, because the lady often sometimes hasn't been the driver, doesn't drive, and they had all these plans in retirement. And then all of a sudden he passes away, and there's no car, and all of a sudden, you know, they don't know anyone. It's not good for anyone.
And it's actually not that hard to change it. It's just there is that many groups that you and I both know about or we don't know about but could easily find out about that anyone could get involved in and just feel part of.
Even U3A, where you're not just in one sort of situation. You've got dozens of different programs and basically you could say one, and I interview the local U3A about four times a year for that reason that you're not limited to one thing, aren't you? You can, in some of those groups, you can do a lot, Rotary, Lions, any of those groups, and you can get out and do some work in the community at the same time with particularly Rotary or Lions.
Every possible interest or age group is catered for in these community groups that are right under your nose.
Absolutely. But a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Same old chords. You would complain that I was never around, and we shouldn't hope. No, we shouldn't hope. If love is so easy, then why am I stuck? If life is so smooth, why can't I get enough? Oh, I'm still lost and running. I can't get enough. No, I'm still lost and running.
Jan, we've talked a bit about people volunteering and doing other things, but now it's a bit time. You've been the president for 22 months. What sort of things have you done during those 22 months? Because no matter how small or how big the club is, you will have done plenty.
Look, we're pretty pleased with some of the things that have been achieved this last year. One of them is a bus shelter, which is just being finalised now for the Carinya Group in Yarra Junction, yep. The low-cost housing for people who are retired.
Yep.
They get a lot of minibuses come into the property, or they have Ubers picking them up, maybe not Ubers, taxis. So they were standing out in the sun. So now they have a bus shelter, which we've received from the Yarra Rangers Council. They've donated the shelter, and we did get a small grant for some of the materials, and our members have put the concrete slab on, put the bus shelter up. So we feel pretty proud about that.
Yeah.
And we've been involved with the Rotary Club of Wandon's big car show.
Yeah, terrific, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Wednesday, midweek over the summer period. And
November,
we help
December, February and March.
Yes. And help out at the gate. So they give us some compensation because it's so successful. So we feel that we've done some fundraising there, but certainly helped our colleagues, our local
and it's a terrific
neighbouring
night out too, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much fun. Amazing cars, great music, heaps of food, fantastic community event for all ages, really.
And it gives the CFA an opportunity to raise money because they're selling their hamburgers, and I had a hamburger last time. It was very nice.
Best hamburgers ever, and really reasonably priced.
Yeah.
We've turned our eye, as Rotary clubs do, to an international project.
Yep.
And again, because we're a small club, but let's face it, many of the Rotary clubs are, a substantial investment can be made to provide a village or a community with a water filter.
Yes.
They are thousands and thousands of dollars, but they provide hundreds and hundreds of litres per day for over 10 years to a community or a town. So we organised that all 12 clubs put in to be able to afford this filter. So they are installed by a group called Disaster Aid Australia. Yep.
And I've interviewed them.
Have you? Fantastic. Great group. Doing really good work, providing the benefits of clean water, which we take for granted, are life-changing.
It's a basic right, isn't it?
It is.
It should be a basic right.
Human right, yes. Yeah. So we're thinking at this stage, it seems that filter will go to Timor-Leste at this stage.
Oh, yeah.
And look, we have had some connections with younger people through sponsoring a person to RILA, which is a leadership weekend, and the people that go through those courses have really great outcomes with, they're already community-minded, but they are able to
deepen that. It can be life-changing for some of those young people.
Deepen the engagement, yes. Yep. So the person that we had has continued connection with us and helped us out on a couple of sausage sizzles that we've done. So that's what I'm talking about, the young physical helpers there with the trailer, et cetera. And it's just been a pleasure to interact with him. He's a really great guy. Is heavily involved with Bridge Builders, which is a youth organisation in Lilydale. So you can start to hear all the crossovers that we're having with local groups, because that's another thing, is that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can help each other out.
Yep.
Somebody already might have a fantastic project, but they just need a little bit of help.
Yep.
So
and sometimes, particularly if they're a younger group, and I'm not putting them down at all, sometimes they don't have the expertise. They have the willingness to do it, but they don't have the expertise. And sometimes the older people have the expertise, but not the ability, as you said before, to actually carry the project through. So it's a great mix.
Yeah, the mentoring.
Yeah.
And we forget what we know.
Yeah, well, and that's true.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask someone, they'd say, no, I don't know much, but then But if ask them about a particular item, particularly as we all get a bit older, we've all had life experience, which they haven't had.
Yep, this happened to me, and if you do that, maybe you might avoid it.
Yeah, we don't always want to remember some of the stuff we did, do we?
Yeah, well, you know, that's how you learn, don't you? You know? So, look, I would just encourage anyone to consider stepping a little bit outside of what they normally do and for one thing, maybe considering coming along to our Rotary Club if you're in the Yarra Junction, we'll say from Wandon onwards. We would love to meet you. I would ensure that you will feel very welcome.
Terrific. We'll take a quick break and then have your pencil and paper ready and Jan will give you some contact details. Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's about 7 minutes to 1 o'clock. And of course, at 1 o'clock, we'll have the guess what? The 1 o'clock news. And then we'll have Rosemary coming in from the Hillsville Festival to talk all about what's coming up the next weekend. And then after that, we'll finish up with Saskia from Forever Friends between 2 and 3. So keep listening, please, on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. But now, we hope that Jan talking to us inspired to you, even if you don't know that you'd like to join Rotary, but go along and have a look and see what they're all about. You'll always get a good welcome. Jan will make sure you get a good welcome. If not, tell me. No, she will. But so, Jan, tell us how we're going to find out more about. Now, it's the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra. I've been giving the wrong name, haven't I?
Yes, sorry. I should have mentioned that a bit sooner. But very similar, Yarra Junction. We meet in Yarra Junction. So we talked about that first and the third Monday, CFA building in Yarra Junction. And we have an email address of Rotary Club of Upper Yarra at gmail.com if you wanted to contact us that way to find out a little bit more. We have a Facebook page or account.
Give each one of them twice to give people the... So yeah. What is that email address, please, Jan?
Rotary Club of Upper Yarra at gmail.com.
That's all one word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a Facebook account or page, and that is simply Upper Yarra Rotary Club. That's our most active space.
Yeah.
And
I guess if they like that, they're going to find out what the things you do too, aren't they?
That's right, yes. Yeah. And the other groups that we're connected with.
Yeah.
And that would be perhaps of interest. And a telephone number, if you felt you wanted to speak to someone directly, is 0409 936 701.
It's 0409 936 701.
Yeah.
Find out a bit more about it. And you've also now no doubt got a website, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a landing page website. It isn't deep with information. It just says pretty much what I've already said, when we meet and our email address.
And if you'd like to go along to a meeting, give that phone number a ring, 0409 936 701, and you can find out, I'm sure you can go along and have two or three visits before they'll ask you to make any sort of commitment and see if it's for you. I mean, it's a... I've got to declare I am a Rotarian, not in this club. So they're very welcoming, and there's plenty of opportunities, and a number of the clubs do overseas projects. So you can travel overseas with them. You pay your own costs, obviously, but you can do overseas projects.
You're part of an international organisation.
Yeah.
That's what... people may or may not realise all of the amazing things that Rotary does.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just what you do in the Yarra Junction. I mean, and one of the things, and I should stress this too, that when you see Jan and her group out there flogging their sausages wherever they are, the money all goes into a project, whether it be local or overseas. It's not a case of then they take expenses out, because Jan and I as Rotarians, we pay all the running expenses of Rotary, don't we?
100% money goes to wherever that particular group is fundraising for.
So, Jan, when you do your sausages, whereabouts do you do them?
We try and take opportunities of where another group would require us to be. So we're in the... we're in the calendar for Bunnings.
Yep.
Which
is in Croydon?
Yes, we're going for Croydon, yes. And also there is an open day that Millgrove Residents Action Group do in October.
Yep.
And we're open for sausage sizzling. So if anyone has a really big event, please contact us. You wouldn't get any better group to fill that bill, I don't reckon.
Yeah. And pardon me, it's a lot better to get Rotary along, because they worry about getting the food, they worry about getting it there, they get their trailer there and they cook it. What better can a group do?
Any size crowd we can cater for.
Sounds good to me. Jan, look, we've still got a couple of minutes to go, but first, pardon me, disgraceful. thank you for coming in yet again. And we've had a lot of fun talking to you over the last 22 months. Look, Rotary is a great org, and I should mention Lions too, because we're not in competition. We're just two different sorts of groups, but we all do the same thing. So, look, get involved, particularly, as I said, as Jan and I were talking about before, in retirement, we know what we know, and very often that's lost because too many people just sit home and do nothing.
Yeah, look, there is any number of reasons why you might like to stay at home, but I can guarantee you the moment you step out and you think a little bit outside of what you've got to do that day or this week, you will be rewarded and you won't get too far behind in your own busy life.
And a lot of people say, and I think it's probably true, with any volunteering, whatever the group might be, you get more out of it yourself than what you ever put into it.
Oh, you do. And and you don't even realise at the time. It's just as life goes on and you think how you know something, or you see someone in the street and you can wave to them because you know them from that other thing that you do.
I've met hundreds of people that I would never have met in the normal routine of my life through organisations like Rotary and other.
Yeah, we do uplift each other, I think.
0409 936 701. Give them a ring. Have a look at what Rotary's all about. They'd love to have you along. You'll even might even get a meal. So there, you can't do much better than that. And it's the first and third Monday of the month.
Yes, it is.
What happens when it's a public holiday? You get your week off.
We have a week off. We did last week.
That's fair. I just thought you might have changed the night, but you don't. 0409 936 701, or look up their Facebook page, Upper Yarra Rotary Club. You'll be sure of a great welcome. And thank you for your time, Jen.
Thanks, Alan.
And I hope the next year for your new president is just as fulfilling year.
Thank you.
Thanks.